Love those brilliant yellow blooms.
Evergreen, ever blooming.
Screaming yellow, so bright you can see them from 10,000 feet up.
Summer sun only makes them more beautiful.
They're blossoms of golden sunshine.
Drought tolerant, too.
Sunshine Ligustrum.
No wonder they buy so many.
People love them.
Just one example of what's waiting for you.
And everything to keep them beautiful.
Nelson's Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com.
Alive in living color.
Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Good morning, and thanks for listening. I hope you have your warm cup of coffee or tea, but actually maybe right now you're having a cold cup of tea, glass of tea, because it's going to be a warm day, but it's going to be beautiful and sunny, and it's a great day to be outside, even just for a moment. Take a stroll around your yard and kind of observe what's going on. That's the way I find out, oops, you know, I neglected this corner and now I have this popping up, or I need to do this. A little at a time for those of you that are just dabbling, and it's so fun and satisfying to dabble in the garden. So this is Sandy, but most importantly, I have Miss Anita Nelson here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and we have Sherry on the line. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning, ladies. I had a question about azomite. I bought some online, and I was wondering if that was a good idea, and can I use it on all of my shrubs and tomato plants?
Absolutely. It's good stuff.
Tell us, what is azomite? I don't know what it is.
I pronounce it azomite, but okay. Maybe I'm wrong. It's a type of fertilizer, but it's really mostly minerals.
Oh.
And so it's really great to use in your garden because it'll replace, just like John Ferguson's remineralizer.
Okay.
And I actually use both of them. I mix the two of them together.
Nice.
When I fertilize. But since I started using both of these products, some of my plants that I grow for Nelson's that were always floppy and weak stems have strong stems now.
Nice.
So absolutely use azomite. And you can get it at our Home Show Garden Pros. You don't have to buy it online.
Yeah, perfect.
Yes.
Okay. I like that.
Yes.
Yeah. So Home Show Garden Pros, and they're all over the city.
Yeah, and we started using it and growing our water lilies, and we noticed a difference in our water lilies as well.
And is it a spray?
It's a granule. It's a granule.
Mm-hmm. A granule.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And what are you going to be using it on, Sherry?
Well, I was going to use it on my tomatoes. I have two tomato plants, and one of them seems a little weak. It's light green, and the other one is nice and dark green. And I was wondering if you can overuse it or whether you can put it down every 3 months. Or
I think it's pretty organic, so I don't think you can overuse it. But I'd also look into, with the light green, if it's a light yellowy green, that means there's a lack of nitrogen in the soil, and you may want to put put some microlife on it as well that has nitrogen in it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, thanks for listening, Sherry. Good luck with that tomato plant.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, it sounds like she's on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always fun to learn something new from a listener, and then you added great information on there. That's good to remember, you know, because your plants are talking to you.
Right. And as John Ferguson says, our soils are lacking in a lot of minerals because of, you know, farming. You know, out in Katy, you're living in a home that was once in a rice field. And so the minerals have been taken out of the soil. So.
Right, and changed.
And changed. So you put them back in with remineralizer and azomite.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know, the plants talking to you, you had mentioned to her that, when the leaves are yellow, that might be low on nitrogen.
Yes.
So, you know, and if you're not reading your plants, the Home Show Garden Pros can help you read it, any of them, either calling in or writing in or visiting the locations. And it's homeshowgardenpros.com. You can find out where they're all located. But I am sitting here with Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and we are Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. When we return, we will talk with Terry.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
Good morning. This is Sandy, and Anita Nelson is here from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and we so appreciate her sitting here next to me this Saturday morning on our second hour of the show, and we've got a couple of callers lining up here. It's been a great morning, and I so appreciate you participating and being here. Let me just quickly touch on just a reminder. The Home Show Garden Pros includes, it's a co-op of experts, and these are locally owned nurseries all around Houston, and they come into the show every Saturday morning and answer your calls and your questions, and their locations are full of experts because many of their staff members have been there for a long time. They're actually part of the families almost. So we have Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. Plants for All Seasons, you've heard Sherry. She's up north off of 249. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, both south. They are Richmond-Rosenberg area. And Nature's Way Garden Center and Resources. He's between Conroe and the Woodlands. So fabulous locations. Even fun to just go and wander around and learn things, get ideas. And it's just, if this is new to you, it's the best hobby ever. And if you are a master gardener, you know what I mean.
Yes.
So anyway, we have Terry on the line. Terry, good morning. What do you have for Anita?
Good morning, ladies. How are we doing today?
Good.
Good to hear
okay,
from you.
Here's the question. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I call you guys every Saturday morning on the
you
way
do.
To work. I listen to you, though.
hey, great.
Yeah, no, here's a question I have. The microlife, I use that quite a bit. I do. And then also I have a barrel garden that I have a pipe going down the middle of it, and I catch when I water my barrel garden, of course, I catch the compost tea at the bottom in jar, you know, and I do that, and I put that on my plants. But I got to thinking, would I be able, and I hate to say this like this, but would I be able to use the microlife, put it in a rain water and dilute it and spray it on my grass, spray it on my plants instead of just the pellets?
Why not?
Okay.
But it sounds like more work.
Well, not necessarily, because I have three different rain barrels with cisterns. Uh-huh. And so I'm thinking about getting one and just putting the microlife in that and just let it self dilute and just let it dilute and let it be there. And that way I have a rain barrel full of diluted
microlife. Mm-hmm. That's true. That's kind of a fun way to water.
I'll but it would work the same
it
way.
It might start to smell because it's organic. So
I know. I'm good. But I use it quite a bit. Uh-huh. Of course, as hot as it is, you know, you can use it quite fast.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. That sounds like a great idea. Now, you know, microlife also makes the liquid seaweed that I mix. Do you use any of that?
I've used that before. Yes, ma'am, I have. I used it in the past. I haven't used it here recently because it's, I mean, again, my grass looks good. Everything's looking good so far.
Yay.
But I just wanted to see about that.
Great. Well, good. Well, good luck with that. We'd love to hear how that works out for you.
Okay. Well, thank y'all so much. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, Terry.
I'll bet Mike Sorrent might be listening and he might
give us
a tip about that.
Right, yes. Whether or not he should be diluting the microlife. But yeah. I do love the seaweed, the liquid seaweed.
Yes.
It seems like it's a bit more of a, I don't want to say a quick fix, but I just did. Uh-huh. Because my plants and my grass respond very quickly.
They do. It does, yes.
To the liquid uh-huh. seaweed. So, and you can do that pretty often. I know Sherry uses it very often.
Once a week she does.
Yeah. Well, she showed me a picture of her front lawn.
Uh-huh.
Oh my goodness. It is so beautiful mm-hmm. and perfectly manicured and thick. It's, and like she said, the front yard is not that big, but it is gorgeous. Wow. I bet her neighbors hate her.
Could be.
Or she could be raising the bar for everybody, which is good. Yeah. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. We also have Max on the line. Max, good morning.
Good morning. I have two questions. One, where can I find a fig tree? And two, where can I find some figs?
Oh, figs. Any of our Home Show Garden Pros have figs. And what was the first question?
The first question is, where can I find a fig tree?
Oh, a fig tree. Yeah, any of the Home Show Garden Pros are going to have fig trees. But call ahead, because you never know if somebody came and bought all of them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And, you know, I was at Plants for All Seasons and Enchanted, and one of them had one. Now I'm trying to picture it in my mind which one, but that's true. Anita's got a great point.
Yeah.
Call ahead.
We get
ahead.
Them in, but they sell out pretty quick. So, yeah, call ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're
Enchanted is not too far from me.
Yeah. Perfect.
So I guess I'll try them first. Uh-huh. But where can I find some figs? I want to preserve some figs.
Figs don't last. They don't have much of a shelf life. So they haven't made fruit yet, so you're not going to find them in the grocery stores. So I don't know where you're going to find figs.
So when will they start producing fruit? Around about late summer?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Which I never get to eat because the birds always eat my figs.
You don't get out there fast enough, right?
I don't. Well, I don't mind. It's okay.
Yeah.
I like the birds.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll try Enchanted Forest to find a fig tree. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot. Appreciate everything.
Well, thank you. Enjoy. Those fig trees. I saw it. It was a small fig tree, but I can't remember. It may have been Enchanted, so hopefully he'll call ahead and get that going. And when you mentioned that you don't mind the birds eating those, you know, I felt that way about some of my garden. I didn't pay as much attention to the garden this summer or this spring. I planted a lot of good stuff, and I looked over there and I thought, okay, Sandy, don't beat yourself up about it. Let the birds, bees, and squirrels and whoever, you know, wants to nibble. And I've just sort of left it. Now, my landscaping is looking great because it's gotten a lot of attention. But that happens sometimes, I think. Right?
Yeah, it's okay.
I mean, you know, some things you can't stay on top of, and my garden sort of suffered this year. But I love looking over at it and knowing that something in nature is enjoying it. So it's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. We'd love to hear from you and what's going on in your garden. Looking outside that window, or what is on your list this weekend if there's something that you need to tackle or want to tackle in your garden and lawn. So we're at 281-833-3333. We will return after this.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Make your lawn summer happy. Raise your mower deck. 4 inches for St. Augustine. 2.5 for Bermuda. You'll get more competitive and resilient lawn and use less water. Now back to your grass-growing gurus, the Home Show Garden Pros.
I'm John Ferguson. I'm with Nature's Way Resources. With the hot weather upon us, we got some great deals going on. We got a full selection of the summer annuals, tropical hibiscus. We have a lot of the perennial native plants from coreopsis to coneflowers. Even some I saw up there a couple of days ago on the chocolate flower just smells like rich chocolate when it's in bloom. The fragrance is wonderful. So we got a full selection waiting for you. Right now is also a very good time to protect your lawn with compost, do some top dressing, and make sure your beds are mulched. People don't realize when soil temperatures get above 70 degrees, the water you put on it goes to keep the plant cool rather than to help the plant grow. So it's imperative to have a good thick layer of mulch on your flower beds and a half inch of compost on your lawns to keep them looking lush and green all summer. We're still cleaning up, expanding the nursery. We've been adding more display gardens, adding different species of plants so people can see them in bloom. Of course, our picnic area, we have there still open for people to come out and just have a picnic lunch back here in the shade and enjoy the beauty of the place. So everybody's welcome. Bring your pets and your children. We're located just off the intersection of Interstate 45 and FM 1488. Go east from I-45 two blocks. You'll see our sign and come on down into the nursery. The Nature's Way Resources Nursery is open from 8 to 5, Monday through Saturday. So please come on out and give us a visit. We'd love to help you. And now back to Sandy and Anita.
I also love Nature's Way Resources. He's so correct. You know, I mentioned earlier about field trips, and going to any of our Home Show Garden Pros is like a field trip. And Nature's Way Resources has 42 acres out there, and great information he just gave us about reminding us about the mulch in the gardens. I forget about that. You know, it's not just fluff. It's not just for looks. It's to help keep the soil nourished and cooler. Right.
And discourage weeds.
Discourage weeds. And then the compost. He reminded us about the compost. So great reminders. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. And we would love to hear from you at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. I'm here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. And we have David. David, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Excuse me.
It's okay.
A couple of years ago, I went organic with MicroLife, and I tell you what, my yards never looked better. My next-door neighbor, he's still using synthetic, and it's not looking. You could just tell. We got our yards mowed yesterday, and mine is just looking. The grass is so healthy looking, and
good
I'm
for
a firm
you.
Believer in this.
Great.
So it's worked out great. My big fear is... My other next door neighbor, they don't take care of their yard, and it's getting so hot already. You know, I, when I use synthetic, I had chinch bug issues, and I'm just wondering what should I do to prevent it, or if it starts showing up in my yard.
What is it, Mike? Healthy soils, healthy plants,
healthy people.
Healthy people. Yes, I don't think your chinch bugs are going to be a problem in a healthy lawn, especially when they got an unhealthy lawn to go visit. Where they can chow down on that lawn. Yes.
Okay, just leave it be. Mm-hmm. Just let it roll, huh? Okay.
And keep feeding yours. Now, you know what I did, Anita? I don't know if this is good or not, but I was kind of worried about the same thing he is.
Yeah.
A decade ago before I had any clue about what to do with my lawn. But I did know it needed to be fed. So when I would get sort of between the property line, I sort of sprinkled like past mine.
Yes.
Because I thought to myself, well, maybe if I feed a little bit of his lawn, then it won't, you know. So,
I do the same.
Yeah, that's what I would do too.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. So, well, you know what? You're raising the bar. That's so exciting that, you know, people notice it. They really, and it's not it's not for kudos for you. It's for, you know, you want a healthy lawn and it's easier to maintain. Have you found that out yet?
Yeah, I mean, it seems real healthy. I mean, a guy down the street about six houses down, I was going by his house the other day, and he was outside. I go, man, I said, your yard never looked so good. He goes, well, I started doing organic like you did. I go, wow.
Oh, yes.
Great. Maybe we need to have you do an ad for us.
You just I would do it because I'm a firm believer in this stuff.
Yeah, I am too. I am too. And I'm kind of new at this. And I love to see the results. And even better, I know it's healthier for my lawn. It's healthier for my animals. Mm-hmm. You know, because when I see those trucks spraying chemicals on a neighbor's lawn, I just cringe. And as Me paranoid too. As it is, I won't let the dogs walk on it for a few days. You know, I'll kind of avoid that. So good job. That is so exciting. What exactly are you using on the lawn?
I'm using, you know, I'm trying to think, the green bag, and then I'm using U-Mates Plus. I'm using both of those. And then the 624, the green bag.
Uh-huh.
I also throw that on our ground covering and our shrubs and stuff. And I'm telling you what, they've never looked so good.
Yeah, I like the MicroLife because you can use it. You can kind of sprinkle it everywhere.
I'll toss it everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. And like John Ferguson's remineralizer, you can do the same thing, right, Anita?
Yeah.
Okay. You can toss that.
Okay.
You know where
I
use?
I also go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I also sprayed the bushes with a MicroLife, and I'm not home now, but I think it's an orange label, and in the spring I spray those too, and the bushes look great. So,
yeah,
I would never go back to synthetic.
Yeah, no. I'm not sure what the orange label one is because I think the liquid seaweed is a green label, and I use the liquid seaweed, David, and it's magical.
Okay.
Now it's more of. It's more of a like an immediate, and Sherry tells us to spray it on the leaves, so you don't need to worry about spraying the roots, but on the leaves and on the grass. And I do that probably 3-4 times a year, and you'll see an immediate like perk up. It's just you know an extra vitamin. And the humates, I don't know if you noticed on the Facebook page for Home Show Garden Pros. I had a city leak in my front yard, and they had to dig it up. And they dug up, the beautiful St. Augustine that was just coming back from being dormant, and I had just fed it. And so I had this big pile of clay. It is amazing what is underneath our grass. So I called Peter Nelson, and I said, hey, is there anything I can do before they put the sod down? And he said, Sandy, sprinkle Humates Plus on there, because what I didn't realize with the Humates Plus is he says it breaks down that clay that our poor grass is trying to grow on. So the Humates, you're right, is a great product. So hopefully I'm getting a head start before they put the sod down.
Yeah, interesting fact. I live in the Woodlands, and there's a Woodlands magazine that comes out every month, and they recommend in there stop using synthetic fertilizers and go organic. So
okay,
there you go.
The orange bottle of MicroLife is the Biomatrix.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes. Uh-huh. I haven't used that one. So. I'll give it a try. It helps make it more acid, it looks like.
Yeah, it works. So I appreciate everything you just told us. I've learned over the last couple of years, and it's paying off. So I'm a firm believer. So thank you very much.
That's great. Well, good luck. Thanks for the call, David.
And the affirmation.
Thank you.
Yes, I know. I love that ad. I've gone organic. That's great. Well, and I feel like sometimes, there are suggestions that the pros have to give when there's something that you've got to spray with a synthetic. And I know Joey's very careful about telling them how to do it. I mean, he even talks about, pulling out a weed and sticking it in a Ziploc and really containing those, because the widespread spraying of synthetics is not good for any of us. So, we're going to do our best on organic, and we're going to make our healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. So this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are here with Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We'll return after this.
Stop root disease before it kills. Pre-treat your plants with Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control. Use as a drench to protect roots from soil diseases and root rot. Organically triggers your plant's immune system, improving nutrient uptake and overall plant health. Use as a foliar spray to control powdery mildew, leaf spots, rust, fire blight, and other diseases. Grab Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control at your favorite Garden Pro Nursery, MontereyLawnGarden.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. This weather is beautiful and spring is in full force. We are totally loaded on everything you need, from herbs, vegetables, flowers. You want to spruce up your pot or make your yard greener. Compost tea is fresh and ready on the weekends. Our brewmasters have mastered the recipe. You can bring your own bucket or purchase one of our 2-gallon buckets and fill it up. Nothing makes your yard greener than a nice dose of compost tea. Quench its thirst. The big question right now is, how do I kill my weeds? Well, bring your samples of your weeds in, and we'll give you solutions. That's what we offer, are solutions to your everyday gardening problems. If you're thinking about a vegetable garden, this weekend at Plants for All Seasons, we are loaded with vegetables and fresh herbs.
Our address is 21328 State Highway 249, just north of Louetta on the northbound feeder. Check out Plants for All Seasons on our Facebook page and at plantsforallseasons.com.
Now let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Sandy, and I am here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. She is our expert this morning and has just done a great job for listeners in talking to you about your lawn and gardens and good tricks of the trade that she has learned over her decades. I guess we all have been learning over the decades. And I am Sandy, and Anita is here to answer your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we have got Maureen on the line. Good morning, Maureen. What do you have for Anita?
Well, I have two questions, if I can keep myself under control.
Okay.
Okay, first one. I am still suffering with my succulent bowl. And what it is just one seems to just appear as though I'm overwatering it. And it's been alive, the bowl, for about 4 months now, so I'm doing a little bit better. But the problem is that I thought maybe if I replanted one, there just seems to be one style of plant that I'm killing. And so I went to one of the group members of your folks, and they took me over, and I bought a bag, and right on the bag it says we're cactus. But when I opened it, I expected something different. So I need some help to understand. I know not to overwater. I know not to put it outside. It gets too hot. I bring it in and out of the house. In other words, it's out in the morning when it's just in shade. I bring it right in. Or I don't put it out if I'm not going to be home the whole day. So I think I'm trying to follow the direction, but the soil that I bought for it almost looks like peat to me. It's so light. It doesn't hold anything. The other plants, after the 3 months, are starting to get the same way. So then I almost took an eye drop because I was thinking I was overwatering it. Help, that's all I can say.
Okay, so all right. Anita's got some info she can guide you on.
I grow a lot of succulents because I love them, and I leave them outside. And I grow them in shade, mostly, with a little bit of sun every day. And I keep them really pretty well watered. They actually need more water than you think they do. Mm. So I have a feeling you haven't been giving them enough water. And the cactus soil is not for succulents. And I've actually had succulents sitting in a tray of water because I found one that, you know, as I'm watering, I find a succulent that's dried out, you know, and the soil pulls away from the side of the pot.
Yes.
I stuck it in water and it sat there for 2 weeks and grew just fine in completely wet soils.
Wow.
So you got to observe them. You know, every succulent's going to be different in its needs, and whatever one is not doing well, maybe you should yank that out and put another one in there, a different one.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Okay.
Now, and leave it outside and leave it in the shade. It'll be happier outside than it will be in your house.
Yeah, I did find that. Now, the potting soil, I have a suggestion on the potting soil. Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong, Anita.
Yes.
But the potting soil is pretty important. And earlier I had talked about Landscaper's Pride.
Yes.
I do love their potting soil.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're getting potting soil at a big box or something that's dry and grainy, I mean, you know, when you touch mulches, soils, you know if they're healthy or not. You can just feel it in your fingers. So that's a key, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you mentioned last week. I always listen. I don't always call. I'm trying to be well-behaved. something or other frog soil. Frog product.
Oh, yeah,
frog,
yeah. Happy something. Frog. Happy Frog. Frog. Mm-hmm.
There you
That's,
go.
They're the best on the market, and the mm-hmm. price reflects that, too.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, you can plant something in that, and you don't have to fertilize it for the entire growing season.
Great.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, now this one is just for Anita, not that you can't answer 101, mm-hmm. but I'm so excited. My night-blooming plant in the pond is creating my first hope for summer and blooming. So about how long will it take? This is May. You told me this is the time to put those tablets in.
Yeah,
so
when
I'm just
actively
calling
growing.
To check and find out how many tablets am I putting in once a month? Is it two tablets or two? Two tablets.
Uh huh. Okay. And you can even go up to twice a month once the heat sets in, because everything accelerates as far as plant growth in water gardens, because they have all the water they need. So when it gets hot, they're just like happy as clam. Well, not clams, happy as plants. Yes.
Well, good. Well, thanks for your call, Maureen.
Yes.
I love listening. I will continue to do that.
Great. Well, thanks very much. Good luck on the pond and on the succulents. I'm anxious to hear how that goes.
Thank you.
Thank you. And this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. We are sitting here enjoying quite a variety of calls this morning at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Make sure you pick up that phone and discuss with us what you need some guidance on this weekend, because the lines kind of get a line of calls gets, you know, busy, so we don't want to miss your call. We will return after this.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004. Concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Choose MicroLife fertilizers for incredible, nutritious plant growth. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
Get more blooms all summer from your salvia, esperanza, and other pollinator-friendly shrubs. If they start slowing, give them a little haircut. You'll be back in blooms in no time. That's how we like it. Now the Home Show Garden Bros.
Good morning. As I mentioned earlier, we've been talking a lot about health and being healthy. And I remember Mom and Dad saying, finish your vegetables, Sandy, finish your vegetables. Well, we are back at that. This is a time when I think during the nasty pandemic, we all became more aware of our health. And not just our personal health, but what we're putting into our bodies. Where is that coming from? What does it have in it? Well, there's a fabulous organization here in Houston called OBA, and it's Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, OHBA. OHBA, OBA. They are hosting a wonderful event on Wednesday, May 25th, and the speaker is going to be Dr. Arden Anderson, and he is going to talk to us about how to keep ourselves healthy in today's world. And he's going to talk about, you know, where our food is coming from and what our food is being grown in and what preservatives and sugars that are added to our foods and the reduction in the nutrients of some of the foods that we're getting at our grocery stores. So OBA is hosting this event, and it is Wednesday, May 25th, and it will be at the United Way Greater Houston on WAW. You do need to make a reservation. So go to obaonline.org, OBA, O-H-B-A, online.org, and register. It is going to be a fabulous event. They host many different events like this. It's wonderful to learn about how we can improve our environment and our own health and our family's health and take care of our pets and neighbors. So go to obaonline.org to register for the event for May 25th. So, Anita, we are sitting here with Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. You should have that number memorized. It's nice and easy. And that number will take you through for Tom Tynan, which starts at the top of the hour for his Home Show Radio. And he'll talk about your indoors, and we're talking about the outdoors. But, Anita, we have got Mike on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I have a question about sod. I'm putting sod down in my backyard today, and I know I need lots of water. What do I need to fertilize it, and if I do, what? With what?
Great question.
This is what I do when I put down sod. I put down compost first, okay. Nature's Way compost, and then I throw out, toss out the MicroLife 624. Then I put the sod on top of that, and then water it in.
Okay, yeah, the compost is already down. So.
Yay!
Good! Okay.
So,
can you get yourself some of the MicroLife?
That's the green bag.
Okay. Good. That's what I'll do.
And do you know where to get that at one of our Home Show Garden Pros?
Yeah, I'm hitting there right now.
All right.
Awesome. All right. So you've got the compost, the 624, sod, and water.
Yep.
Anything? What?
That's it. That's all we got.
Great. Well, good luck. You're doing the right things.
All right.
Bye-bye. And I hope he drinks lots of water while he's putting that sod down too. That's we've got to, you know, watch our hydration.
And wear a hat.
And I was telling Anita earlier that I have learned that recently because I go to the dermatologist about twice a year, and sometimes there's something that he warns me about or takes out, and I have been much better about wearing my hat. But my mom mentioned that my neck is red, so I do need to wear my.
Oh, you're a redneck?
I am a redneck. I am a freckled redneck.
Me too.
So I need to wear the rimmed hat.
Yes.
But I am getting better about it. But stay hydrated, and you know the sunshine is great for us. We just have to be careful.
I have some wide brim lightweight hats. Maybe I'll bring you one.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
They're huge. You look like you had a flying saucer on your head.
That's fine.
I went to this museum, a Texas museum one time, and they showed pictures of the cowboys back in the 1800s.
Uh-huh.
They didn't wear the hats they wear today.
No.
They wore hats that were like platters.
Oh, much wider.
Well, much wider.
Smart. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
and all these pictures.
Right. Mm-hmm. They didn't have the sunscreen that we've got now.
No.
Yeah. So take care of yourselves out there. But it is such a great day to go and enjoy the outdoors. And hopefully you've got a little to-do list for the backyard or front yard or patio, to enjoy some potted plants and herbs. So this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610. I'm here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. And you can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We will return after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced, all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Landscaper's Pride mulches and soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizer. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And we're back. Give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333 at Home Show Garden Pros. We have got a special guest on the line, Jacob from Monterey Lawn and Gardens. Jacob, what do you have for us this spring for our lawns and gardens?
So we have our Monterey Complete Disease Control. This product is a beneficial bacteria of the Bacillus family. It's OMRI listed for organic gardening. Works really well as a preventative fungicide that will control things like your powdery mildew, downy mildew, early and late blight, some of your root rot diseases, and a lot of other things. It's a really unique product. Whenever you're first planting your garden, you can use it as a soil drench, and that bacteria will actually colonize around the root system of the plant and prevent those diseases from ever becoming a problem. In addition to your vegetable gardens, you can use it on your lawn and your flower beds, around your trees and shrubs. And we offer it in a couple of different sizes, including our convenient ready-to-use and ready-to-spray bottles.
And Jacob, where can I find to purchase this preventative?
So you can find it at your Home Show Garden Pro garden centers that are part of this radio show.
Okay. And what about your website?
It can be found on our website as well, MontereyLawnAndGarden.com.
Great. So you can go to Home Show Garden Pros or you can go to MontereyLawnAndGarden.com to find this preventative treatment. Thank you very much, Jacob.
Thank you.
So many good preventatives that we can use. Mm-hmm. That one from Monterey. Thank you, Jacob, for that information. I am sitting here with Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and this is Home Show Garden Pros. We have Wes who has called in. Wes, what do you have for Anita?
Yeah, just a quick question on, I'm planting a couple of live oaks and three little gem magnolias, and just wanted a recommendation on maybe a soil mix to put in the hole with those. It's the area I'm planting in is not a real sandy area, so it's I'm going to put some kind of mix in the hole, as well as what do you recommend as far as should I throw some one of the MicroLife products in there with it?
Oh yeah, but first of all, dig a square hole for a round plant. Those corners, that's where you can tuck in compost mixed with the native soil. And you can even toss in some MicroLife. I mean, you can throw in a whole bag if you wanted to, because it won't hurt anything, but I wouldn't do that. It's expensive. And yeah, it's just the square hole, mix the native soil with the compost, and then put the tree in there and make sure to plant it slightly above grade so that it drains well. Because in a heavy clay soil, sometimes what happens is you end up making a little bucket that water stays in. And you want to make an ugly hole, not a perfectly shaved side hole.
And then a little bit above ground. And yeah. I can relate to that holding the water, because the clay that you're planting that tree, those trees in, probably is pretty clayey, depending on where you live, I guess.
Yes.
But in my area, it's a very clay.
I mean, out where I live, you can dig a hole, and it'll stay that way for years. In some areas, not all areas.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it'll fill up with water and hold that water for about 2 days. Maybe three, and then it finally drains away. So that's why you want to make an ugly hole so you have little channels, because the clay, as you push that shovel down, kind of makes it a waterproof barrier almost.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Seals it.
See, that's the word. Seals it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So can you picture that, Wes?
Yes. No, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The compost, is there a certain... I know I've used the leaf mold compost that I've gotten from Warren's up in Kingwood. Is that the compost you recommend, or is there a difference?
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you know, there's the weird thing is you dig a whole bunch of soil out of a hole, and you never have as much soil to put back in again.
Isn't
I don't
it
know
bizarre?
How that works, which is one reason to add the compost to it.
Yeah,
too.
But I love that suggestion. I hadn't thought about mixing it with the native soil when you put it back in there. Okay, that makes sense, instead of just laying it in the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Okay, so mix it in there. And now we talked about, Wes, I don't know if you heard earlier, but I asked her about, you know, what about watering our landscape, especially with new plants. So what's his watering schedule with these new trees that he's planting?
Oh, he's got to water them this summer, or maybe once every 2 weeks or so, especially if it doesn't rain.
Okay, soaking, right?
Yeah.
You can't just drizzle it. You gotta. Kinda...
No, I would drizzle it, but I'd let it drizzle.
But a long soaker, kind of.
Good long soak.
Okay. All right, so you've got some watering ahead of you, but it'll be worth it with those lovely trees.
Yeah, as Danny said last week, if these trees can survive in a plastic container through the summer, they're gonna survive in that where you planted them, as long as you supplement with water.
Okay.
Do you suggest one of those watering tubes that go down in there, you know, farther down towards the roots, or do you just recommend the surface?
Either or
watering.
Either or, a long snow slope.
Slow soak.
Or the tube. Either or. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Okay. Perfect. And then on the MicroLife, the green bag, is that's the bag you were talking about, stuffing a bag in there?
The green bag is your universal MicroLife product, so you can use that anywhere.
Yeah. I love it. You can. Uh-huh. You can sprinkle that anywhere. Uh-huh. And you should put that in the hole?
I would just mix it in with that composty mix.
Okay,
too.
So mix it all together. Just make a little compost MicroLife mix. Uh-huh. Okay.
And you could use the orange bag for the little gem magnolias. They like a more acid soil, but you don't have to. It's just a little extra thing you could do.
Yeah, I don't mind. I was turned on to MicroLife years ago and by you guys, and just love it. My yard looks incredible from it.
Yay!
And so just
We love these commercials.
Yeah.
I have an acre yard too, so I use a lot of.
Yeah, I do too.
Good for you. Well, that's great to hear, West. Hopefully that helps, and we'd love to hear how your trees are looking in a couple of months. Make sure they're nice and healthy.
Thank you very much for your help, and y'all have a great morning.
You too. This is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610, and I'm here with Anita with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and we will return after this.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Sandy, and I'm here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And I was just chatting with Anita, and I said, hey, Anita, do you know about the smells in my backyard? And she looked at me like I was crazy. Okay, so let me start over. So last night, Charlie and I went and picked up my youngest son and my soon-to-be daughter-in-law, and we were hanging out in the backyard when we got home with the dogs, playing with the dogs, and they both, well, first of all, Lizzie said, oh, it smells so good back here. And I was like, okay, I didn't smell anything in particular, but I got to thinking about it, and you're right. Anita mentioned, oh, you're jasmine. Yes, I have jasmine, but there are several other things that we can put in our lawns and landscaping for scents in our backyard. So I do have jasmine. I don't have honeysuckle, but Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, when y'all built my new patio, you put in wisteria. Mm-hmm. So even when it's not blooming, I probably get some sort of a scent. Yes. From the leaves. And then my herb garden around there.
Right. Well, the rosemary, the lavender,
yep.
The citronellas, right. Which put out a smell that discourages mosquitoes. Mm-hmm. So that would work.
Right. Yeah. Well, I found it so interesting. I just woke up thinking about it, and I just kind of wanted to chat about it. And it was interesting because my son Grant, who grew up here, he even noted. He said, oh, yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. And they're coming from San Diego. And Anita, you mentioned it's much more dry there, and here it's more humid. So the smells sort of linger here, mm-hmm. and float in the air more. So it's enjoyable. So that's another benefit to gardening. You know, put a variety of things in our garden, in our herb garden and landscaping, and we can enjoy those scents. And I didn't even consciously notice it. You know, it's just a nice environment for me to be in, but mm-hmm. they noticed it.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a mm-hmm. fun, it was sort of a treat for me to have them enjoy that. So I appreciate all the input from our Home Show Garden Pros and everything that goes in our yard. So, Anita, we get questions, and I've got one here from the website, homeshowgardenpros.com, and it's an Ask a Pro button. You can send a question and a picture. And this, we've talked a little bit about tomatoes all morning, but CD says that he's got a tomato plant, and it's got some black spots on it. And he's wondering, has he overwatered? He thought he was using good compost, good manure compost. You had mentioned something at the break that you were worried about his tomato planting habits.
Didn't he say that he had curling leaves as well?
And curling leaves,
yeah.
Yes.
And that's a virus.
Okay.
So my first thought was, is he growing those tomatoes in the same soil year after year after year? Because the recommendation is grow your tomatoes in a different spot every year.
Oh.
So that the pathogens that affect tomatoes don't build up in the soil.
Okay. And I've heard the Home Show Garden Pros talk about that. And that's
yes.
a good reminder. Thank you for mm-hmm. reminding us. And that doesn't just go for tomatoes. That should go with our veggie garden in general to rotate.
Yeah, it's always good to rotate crops.
Okay.
But tomatoes in particular, yes.
Okay. I love the whys behind your answers.
Right.
Okay. So next time you plant, rotate those around. Is there anything he can do now to save that tomato?
No. And no. Tomato season's just about over.
Yeah, it really is.
The heat
is
set in fast and hard.
Yeah.
And the tomatoes are going to respond.
Right. Okay, so what
still
can
still cool at night, though. It's 70 degrees at night. But, man, once it hits 80 at night, we're just – they're done for.
Right, right. Okay, so what can he plant when he pulls up this tomato plant? What would you plant there?
Butternut squash.
All right. All right. Well, that's what I'm going to send him a note that Anita said try butternut squash there, but to rotate his tomatoes, not to plant them in the same place. And make sure you're using good soils, healthy soils, and make sure you're feeding them. Because I know Sherry told us last week, she said, don't forget, we have to feed our bodies nutrients, so our plants do too. Because the soil that we have now is not just, it can't sustain itself. It needs some help.
Well, speaking of butternut squash, I have potatoes and butternut squash growing in my compost pile right now.
Yay. Good for you. I can't wait to see them or hear about how you harvest them.
I really like the squash because it has big leaves and it's growing out over a weedy area. So it's
going to
suffocate those weeds.
Yeah, it's going to shade them and suffocate them out. That's awesome. I do. You and I both like the big leaves on our plants, the fluffy. Well, this is Sandy, and most importantly, it's Miss Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens has been with us today. And this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
HomeShowRadio.com. Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.